You planning a trip to Auckland in New Zealand anytime soon? You may want to rethink when you go, as the city is set to undergo a complete overhaul of its transport infrastructure. Costing a total of $28 billion, Auckland's transport system will be redeveloped over the next 10 years in order to make room for its growing population. Our Kiwi correspondent Lachlan Balfour from 95BFM joins us now to share more. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, $28 billion is quite a lot of money to spend. What are some of the key features of this project?
Well, about $9 billion is going towards rail and light rail and busways. So a lot of it is going towards kind of public transport. And then about $5 billion is going towards kind of adding on to roads that are heavily congested and building some new ones. There's a lot of focus around the airport because right now there's no sort of kind of direct route to the airport for any kind of public transport. So it's looking like there'll be some light rail to the airport, which should be a good thing.
And so how will this project essentially benefit the people of Auckland?
Well, there's been forever. That's just all the transport plans for Auckland have just kind of been very short-term thinking, kind of tide us over for the next few years maybe, and we'll then tackle the problem again. But this is really kind of looking to the future, to 2028, when I think the population is expected to reach about 2 million. So it'll be great, and for people way out in the kind of on the borders of Auckland who don't have great infrastructure right now, it'll certainly benefit them and hopefully result in fewer cars on the road if they've got better public transport out there. But certainly, yeah, it should benefit. There's something for everyone in here: cyclists, people who get public transport, people who drive to work. It's something for everyone.
So is this plan with because of its sort of large scale and looking so far ahead to the future, is it being looked at optimistically?
Yeah, there's almost everyone has got good things to say about it. You know, the opposition is saying, well, there's not enough investment in roads, but they would say that. No, everyone is sort of saying, yes, it's time that Auckland had something like this. We've been needing this for years and years and years, and finally something's been done. So, yeah, so it's been well received.
And how is this project being paid for?
The government is putting to $18 billion, I believe, towards the project, and that comes from the kind of National Transport Fund. And then the Auckland Council is putting the other $10 billion, in, and that's coming from rates. So it's certainly expensive. It probably won't mean an increase in rates, but it's certainly going to bite into the budget a bit for Auckland City.
Now, in other news, a New Zealand woman had her social welfare benefits cut after telling her case manager she'd been on a series of Tinder dates. What happened here?
Well, so this woman went on two Tinder dates, and she told her case manager about this. And then, from what I understand, she was kind of hauled into a meeting and said, well, this shows evidence of a dependent relationship. And apparently her case manager sat her down and told her how it was a relationship and said, because, you know, that goes against the benefit you are getting, so we're cutting it. And then it sort of came out and it was in the media, and the Work and Income appeared to backtrack a bit and say, well, actually, we cut it because we got some information that she was living with someone and getting them to pay their mortgage, which turned out not to be true. But the woman who it happened to is thinking that they're just covering themselves, and it's certainly about these Tinder dates. So it's all a bit odd, really.
So where did the gap in understanding seem to come from? Is it a loose definition for relationship in the welfare department? Is it a lack of understanding of how Tinder works?
I think it was... Sorry about that. It's sort of... I think it's just a kind of lack of communication within work and income. It's a weird one because it kind of feeds into this whole thing of... Work and income is going to be getting an overhaul soon, the government's promised, because it's seen as quite punitive in the way they deal with things. So it kind of feeds into this how I guess they kind of are seen as finding any excuse to be able to cut someone's benefit, they will. So it sort of feeds into that.
And given such a sort of blatant mistake, really, have the department apologised?
Yeah, no, they've apologised and they've reinstated the woman's benefit, but yeah, very embarrassing for them.
So I'm sure the overhaul can't come quick enough.
Yeah.
I'm speaking with our New Zealand correspondent Lachlan Balfour about what's going on across the Tasman this week. The New Zealand Greens have announced they will run a candidate in the upcoming Northcote by-election. Why have they decided to do this?
Well, they are currently in a sort of arrangement with Labour where they have a few ministers outside government, but they're not quite a coalition partner with them. So they are running a candidate against Labour and National, the other ones who've put their candidates in, to sort of say, well, you know, we can still run a candidate despite having this relationship with Labour. We can still run against them. We're not Labour. So I think they're sort of doing it to kind of say we are still different to Labour despite kind of being in government with them.
And can you tell us a little bit about the candidate that's running?
They haven't actually chosen their candidate yet. They just said they're running someone, but they've said that the issue, well, the main issue they're going to be running on is sort of renters' rights. But it's sort of them running the candidate has kind of turned it into from a two-horse race between National and Labour that Labour could maybe have won to very much Labour's probably not going to win it, and National will retain the seat.
So is the concern now with the Greens running a candidate that it'll split the left-leaning vote?
Yeah. I mean, certainly the Greens aren't going to take any votes from National. The only place those votes are going to come from is from Labour. So it's looking very likely that National will win.
Well, it'll be interesting to see the outcome of that one. Lachlan, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Yeah, great talk to you.
You too. New Zealand correspondent Lachlan Balfour from 95BFM speaking with me about what's been happening across the Tasman this week.